He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, November 5th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, let's see. We've got a little bit of a slow, sloppy, snotty start to the market here this morning. We have the Dow down 88 points right now. The Dow is at 15,550. I can't really find the excuse for the Dow being down this much. I want answers. Well, I'm going to have to dig and find them and see what it is. We've got the S&P 500 down 9 points today so far this morning. It's at 1,758. The NASDAQ is down 18 to 3,918. Boy, that 10-year yield just keeps creeping up. Have I warned you about bonds lately? I warned you about bonds a year and a half ago. And I continue to raise the red flag on bonds. The 10-year yield is now at 2.64%. Ouch. Gold down $2.10 this morning. It's at 1,312. It's also been an area that I've kept you out of this year in 2013. And that's been good advice because gold is down about 23-24%. Year to date. Oil is down 55 cents this morning to $94.07 per barrel. Kind of unusual here. We're seeing oil pull back in price, and we're seeing the oil stocks breaking out all over the place. And we'll be talking about a lot of oil stocks in coming days. And we have the euro at 1.34 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, I missed you yesterday. I was a little bit under the weather, but feeling chipper here, ready to go this morning. You know, the beauty of the app, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And here's what I beheld these days with the Best Stocks Now app. The market's churning a little bit here. We're starting to see the leadership sectors in the market, which have been planted there all year long, begin to slosh around a little bit, begin to tire a little bit. And we're seeing new leadership coming up and attempting to assume command of this market. And it's showing up in the app. And that's the beauty of the app. I pointed this out in my newsletter last weekend. I said, you see how some of these leaders, former leaders, are now gone? And there's new leaders that are moving up the ladder here? The problem is nothing has really settled yet. This thing is still kind of sloshing around, slugging it out. They're duking it out for leadership of the market. And at some point in time, they're eventually going to settle in. But for now, here's the way I look at it. Let's take the biotech sector, for instance. The biotech sector has been falling from its leadership perch, where it's been all year long. However, that doesn't mean that every single biotech stock is selling off. And you know the mantra here at Gunderson Capital Management. We say you take it one stock at a time. And one day at a time. And even though I've lightened up considerably on my holdings in the biotech sector, I still own a lot of leadership stocks in that sector. And there's one blowing the doors off the walls here today with their earnings report by the name of Regeneron that just goes to show you it's a market of stocks and not a stock market. Now, on the other side of the coin, we have the energy sector moving up the ladder considerably right now. That doesn't mean that every single energy stock is moving with it. Not every single stock participates in a move that a sector makes. So you still have to take it one stock at a time. And I guess that's my beef with exchange-traded funds. While a sector can move pretty much in unison, sometimes very few stocks participate in that sector, thereby leaving an exchange-traded fund kind of powerless when the sector begins to move. I prefer to go in and choose the very best stocks within that sector, as opposed to taking a big shotgun blast at the entire sector. I would rather take rifle shots at stocks like Acorn, Regeneron, etc. Some of these biotech stocks. What's the other one I'm trying to think of here? My mind just went blank. The one in San Diego that does the gene sequencing. We'll think of it here in a minute. But I would rather pick off some of these individual stocks as opposed to buying the whole sector. So, you know, it's showing up in the app right now, the sector rotation that's taking place. But I would say right now it's still unsettled. It's still undecided. We still don't really know which stocks are finally going to assume the new leadership in this market. With just 7 weeks to go in 2013, and of course we're looking ahead to 2014 and we're positioning our portfolios for that, I say this. Positioning your portfolios is just a natural process that occurs during the days and the weeks and the months of portfolio management. You don't all of a sudden, on November the 6th, say, I'm going to sell all my biotechs and I'm going to replace them with all oil stocks. No. One at a time, you'll take a look at one of your biotech stocks. You'll say, I don't like the way this thing's behaving. And you'll get rid of it. And then maybe a few days later, you'll see something breaking out, like a TripAdvisor or whatever. And you'll replace it. So it becomes this natural process of turning your portfolio over a little bit at a time. It should be a continual process. It shouldn't be something that you review every quarter or once a year or twice a year. That's one of my big beefs, along with many others, against asset allocation. Asset allocation looks at a portfolio once a year and then tweaks it a little bit. What about all the rest? The other 364 days in the year, because this year 2013 has been a year, if you haven't been in U.S. stocks, if you haven't been in small and mid-cap U.S. stocks, if you haven't been in pharmaceuticals, if you haven't been in biotech, if you haven't been in internet stocks, you've pretty much missed a lot of the move. It's been a very, very narrow move in the market. It's done no good whatsoever this year to spread your assets far and wide, because the most of the sectors and areas of the market have not performed this year. The emerging markets have not performed this year. The precious metals and commodities have not performed this year. The bond market's been a big drag this year. That leaves only U.S. stocks, small and mid-cap, and the large caps to some extent. And how long is this going to last? Well, it's not going to end all of a sudden one day, and all of a sudden here come the emerging market stocks. It's kind of a thing that sloshes around, and it rotates. And the best we can do is spot those trends and ride those trends for all they're worth, for as long as we possibly can. And when those trends start to change, then we need to make those little subtle changes along the way. I call that active management. That's what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's the complete opposite, North Pole, South Pole, of passive management, which buys a bunch of indexes and spreads them all over Hell's Half Acre and just keeps them there. And once a year, you readjust. I'm at the complete opposite end. It takes a lot more work and a lot more vigilance to do what I do, but I think it's worth it. And I think clients deserve to have active management. I don't think they deserve to just be ignored. Every once a year you get the call, how are the kids doing? By the way, we need to adjust your portfolio a little bit. You're getting older. We need to buy more bonds in your portfolio. Sorry. I just don't believe in that kind of management. Now, I know that flies in the face of most RIAs and people in my business because that's the way they manage money. But so be it. You know, I'm not going to criticize the way you do things. It's just not for me. I just believe that you can do a whole lot better for clients through active management. Well, we've got some stocks to talk about here today. Why don't we get into some best stocks now when we come back? This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the newsletter went out this past weekend, and as always, I went through all of the vital statistics of the market. I always begin with the big picture. That's the chart of the S&P 500, the one-year chart, and the three-year chart, so we get a good look. We look at the painting real close up, and then we step back to get a better perspective. The bottom line is this. We're still in a four-year, seven-month-old bull market. You can argue with it all you want. We're still at a four-year, seven-month-old bull market. And if you've been arguing with it at all during those 4 years and 7 months, you've lost the argument. What can I say? How much longer is it going to go? Nobody knows. But suffice it to say that as long as it's intact, and it's not over till it's over, and you have to make it hay while the sun shines, and you got to run with it as far as it's going to take us. Number two, it's still the same asset classes leading this market. In the stock versus bond debate, you will hear all kinds of different opinions on TV. 50-50 stocks, bonds. 60-40 stocks, bonds. 65-35 bond stocks. Just depends on who the pundit is and who, what company they work for. I'm still 100-0. It's 100-0, and it's been there for a year and a half, in my opinion. You can do whatever you want to do. I would have no bond exposure, and I continue to have 100% stock exposure, and I continue to get my income from my income accounts from stocks that pay dividends, and many of those are doing very well right now. I tweeted out about taxi yesterday. How many times have I covered taxi? It's a strange little company, I know, but it's a strange little company that's hitting new highs. It's one of the top ranked stocks in my app, and it pays a big juicy dividend. So I'm still riding high in my taxi. And there's other stocks out there that offer dividends and capital appreciation. For growth, I'm completely in stocks. In other words, I have no exposure whatsoever to the bond market, nor do I desire to have any exposure to the bond market. Now, at some point in the future, this may all change, but as we sit here in November of 2013, I still believe 100% stocks is the place to be. As we sat there in November of 2012, I said the same thing, 100% stocks. Was that good advice? Well, the bond market is down about 10, 11, 12% this year. It was excellent advice. And as we sit here today, I'm still giving you the same advice. You do whatever you want. You listen to whatever registered advisor or pundit on the air or whatever financial planner you want to listen to. I believe in being 100% invested in the stock market. Well, isn't that risky? Well, you know what? I suppose you could make an argument that being focused in one asset class is risky. But, you know, if that's the asset class to be, that's like saying in 2008 it would have been silly to have 100% of your assets in the bond market. Yet that was the place to be. Why would you have wanted to have any exposure to the stock market back in 2008? And why would you have any bond exposure here in the bear bond market of 2013 and beyond? It just doesn't make sense to me. But you know what? Look, everybody, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat in this business, and this is my opinion, and I follow what the app tells me the asset classes to be in. As far as the sectors go, They're kind of messed up right now. They're kind of slogging around and sloshing around. Suffice it to say, I still have a very healthy exposure to the drug stocks. I still have an increasing exposure to the energy stocks. And I own quite a few technology stocks. And that's where the action is. And I also own a few of the consumer stocks, like the Tractor Supplies, the TJ Maxx's, and the Dollar Trees of the world. That's where the action is this year. No Brazil, no Russia, no China. It's been American small mid-cap stocks. Like, give us an example. Pray tell. Give us an individual stock. Well, I don't make recommendations on the air, but I do give examples all the time. One of my big holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management is a company that's headquartered in Lake Forest, Illinois. We've been there before with this company. You've heard the saying, from little acorns grow mighty oaks. At least I've heard that saying. I don't know where I heard it. I heard it somewhere. It's an old wives' tale. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Acorn Inc. is a $2 billion company now. When I first started following it, it was like a $1 billion company. Who knows how much bigger it's going to get? It was a little acorn. Now it's a much larger acorn. Will it ever be a mighty oak? I don't know, but it's sure doing good right now. And I'm sure happy with my position in Acorn Inc. Here's the dope on the stock. We do the same rigmarole, the same pattern of analysis on every stock. Doesn't matter how big it is, how small it is, what industry they come from, what country they come from. They got to pass through three very strict filters, screens, before they get into my best stocks now portfolios. Number one is performance. This stock has been a terrific performer. Over the last 10 years, it's averaged 27% per year. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 46% per year. Over the last 3 years, 58% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up almost 70%. It gets a performance grade of A+. It's one of the rare stocks that gets a performance grade of A+. It gets a momentum grade of A. All right? You say, okay, Gunderson, it's a momentum stock. We know all about momentum stocks. Momentum stocks are stocks that are going higher and have high relative strength numbers. In fact, in this case, Acorn's a 93. But what about us people that demand value? Well, guess what? I demand value too. I wouldn't own a stock that didn't make sense from a valuation point of view. When I take next year's earnings estimates of Acorn, which is 84 cents, grow them by 20% per year, which is the analyst estimates, and then apply a multiple to those potential earnings 5 years from now, I get a target price of $41. And that target price may be going higher because the company reported earnings this week, beat earnings, and it's doing quite nicely. It has 94% upside potential. It gets an A valuation grade. Okay, 2 out of 3. What's that last test it's got to get through? That performance test, the stock chart test, the visual test. And it flies through the visual test with flying colors. The stock broke out in August of this year. I think I bought it in late August, early September. It's been going up ever since. It's breaking out again today to new all-time highs. I don't like stocks that are in sideways trends. I don't like stocks that are in downtrends. I like the chart of Acorn. Out of 3,635 stocks, Acorn comes in at number 21. And it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're covering some ground here. We're moving fast. We're slugging through the trenches here of the stock market. That it's an obstacle course, isn't it? It gives us obstacles every day to go under and go around, climb over, crawl under the barbed wire, helmets, elbow pad, whatever it takes to get through this market. Some days it's quite easy. Some days it's quite difficult. Some weeks it's a breeze. And other weeks you have the breeze in your face. You just never know. That's all you can do is take it a day at a time and a week at a time and a stock at a time. The market is starting to quiver just a little bit here, but the bull is still intact. The market's quivered many times over the last 4 years and 7 months. And each time it quivers, you have to step back. And you have to analyze, and you got to look at the facts, just the facts, ma'am. And then you got to make a lot of little decisions, not these big, bold decisions. I'm all in or I'm all out. No, you know what? That's how you shoot yourself in the foot in the market. And after a while, you keep shooting yourself in the foot. You're not going to have any toes left, and you're not going to be able to run a 100-yard dash straight. You're going to go crooked. You're going to veer to the left a little bit because you're missing a few toes from shooting yourself in the foot. With big decisions. I'm all in, I'm all out. We had a guy, a client, for like 2 weeks. During that 2-week period of time, he changed his mind every day. Every single day. Now, I just wonder, you know, had he stuck with me for like 5 years, I think I could have made him a ton of money. There's no guarantees. If I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have died trying, I suppose, because we're going to do everything we can possibly do, lift heaven and earth to try to find those winners in the market and try to keep you in the right areas and out of the wrong areas. But if a guy's changing his mind every single day, there's nothing I can do for a person like that because they're going to continue to change their mind every single day. And I have other people that come to me and they might own 6 or 7 stocks. And I look at them, and they're not 6 or 7 that are in my portfolios. If I really like them, I'll keep them there for a while. But if I think they're just marginal stocks, I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to slowly replace them with my stocks. And I get people that complain, how come you sold this one? How come you sold that one? And I just say, would you like to take over management of your portfolio once again? I'm happy to give it back to you. For you came to me for some reason, obviously. I don't know if you were really doing well yourself. I guess you wouldn't have come to me. And when you come to me, you've got to let me manage the account. I can't stop a heart surgeon in the middle of heart surgery and say, how come you're putting the clip there? I'm not a heart surgeon, you know. I got to let him do the heart surgery. Better to knock me out, get me out of the picture. Leave him alone to do his thing. Let his guided hands put all those little trinkets on all the whatevers, you know. That's just the way it is in this business. So anyways, the market's sloshing around a little bit. The bull is still intact. For the most part, it's still pharmaceuticals, drug stocks, by far and away the leading sector in this market. Internet stocks right up there. I see my Pandora flying today. That's good. Last week, I wrote an article, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, about could this stock be the next big pharma? And I truly believe it can be the next big pharma. It's already become a big pharma. And they reported very solid earnings once again this week. One of their lead drugs is Eylea, which attacks the eyeball, your macular degeneration. There's that name. You ever get a name stuck in your head and it won't come out? It's macular degeneration is what I'm looking for. You know, a lot of people end up in nursing homes because of macular degeneration. So a company that has that in their pipeline, along with many other drugs in their pipeline, could well be the next big pharma. The name of the company, once again, I've talked about this one many times, and as long as I keep talking about it, it's still in a good uptrend, and it's still a best stock now. It's a company that's headquartered in Tarrytown, New York. You've heard me talk about this one many times. It's a $30 billion company right now. And this isn't a biotech that's losing money. That's just a laboratory hoping to come up with the product someday. No, this is a biotech that's going to make, the expectations are $5.81 per share this year. I heard Jim Cramer mentioning it this morning on CNBC. Now, he doesn't own it. He talks about all these, I really like this one. But you know what? The proof is in the pudding. Do you own it in your portfolio? No. Then shut up. Talk about your Johnson & Johnson that you own. All right? Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is a $30 billion market cap company. Let's take a look at the performance of the stock. This is one of the category killers over the years. Over the last 10 years, 36% per year. Boy, I'm giving you a couple of good ones here today. Between Regeneron and Acorn, you've got a couple of the hottest, most powerful stocks in the entire market. And, of course, we're not just buying these things today because they're moving. We've owned these for quite some time at Gunderson Capital. Over the last 5 years, Regeneron is up 70%. Not 70%, 70% per year over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, 119% per year. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 97%. It gets an A-plus performance grade. Now, the stock's been a little stodgy here recently. In fact, the momentum grade is C right now. So I've been a little cool on the stock. I have not been adding to my position. I've been a little cool on the biotech stocks as I've watched them kind of settle here. I think the jury is still out on the whole sector, but the jury is making up its mind on a lot of individual stocks right now. And I've gotten rid of a lot of individual biotech stocks like Acadia Pharmaceuticals, like NPS Pharmaceutical, like Sangamo Biosciences. Those are no longer in my portfolios. I have exit strategies. When they start to lose their mojo, their momentum, their performance, and the charts start to soften, then I move on. I jump on something else that looks a lot better. And I'm not doing this constantly on a daily basis. It's a natural process that occurs over time. Evolution. Oh, I hate that word, but I suppose that's the word you could use here. A portfolio evolves over time and becomes what it is. But the thing is, it's always in motion. It never sits still. We're always looking for ways to upgrade it, make it better, get rid of things, replace it with things. It's a constant battle for performance. And that's the battle I go into every single day with my sword and my armor and my app. My little app, which I point at the market and say, here, take this market. All right, Regeneron has the performance in spades. What about the valuation? Well, if you read my article from a couple of weeks ago, I don't know where it landed, thestreet.com. I believe it was on thestreet.com. I believe it was maybe in Seeking Alpha. I don't know if it was on MarketWatch. Might have been. Regeneron has tremendous upside potential, in my opinion. That's why the title of the article was The Next Big Pharma. When I talk about Big Pharma, I'm talking about Merck and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. Could someday we be talking about Regeneron and the Dow Jones Industrial Average? They surely have the pipeline. It's been just a phenomenal story. And I thought I heard Cramer say he's going to have the CEO on this afternoon. It's about time, Jim. This stock was $10 in 06, and now it's $292. I'm glad it's showing up on your radar screen at this point. I have a five-year target price of $575 per share. It's currently trading at $292 per share. I believe it has the potential to double again. There's no guarantees in this business. We have to take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time, a quarter at a time. And speaking of a quarter at a time, they just reported their quarterly earnings. And they're on track. Boy, are they on track. In fact, they beat earnings by 54 cents. Meaning, I think my target price is probably going to go a lot higher on this stock in coming days. We'll just have to wait and see where the dust settles. Lastly, is that all-important stock chart. And the stock chart right now is a little bit dull on Regeneron. It needs to break through 320 to start a new uptrend. It's currently at 292. I see no real compelling reason to get on board this thing right now. But again, the valuation is quite compelling here. So you know what? It may just be a matter of time before this thing takes off and breaks out once again. But the chart is okay. Out of 3,600 stocks, Regeneron currently comes in at number 352, and it gets an A-minus grade, and I own it in my conservative growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're almost through earnings season. Not quite. Still got some big ones coming in. And for the most part, we've come through it. Not bad. In fact, I spent most of the weekend updating target prices and valuations on stocks in my database. I got about halfway through it. And when all was said and done, the average forward PE ratio right now on the 3,600 stocks that I follow comes in at 18.71. It hit 20 a couple weeks ago, but with the new earnings reports coming in and the new forecast coming in, that changes the game a little bit. And we've dropped down to 18.71, which in my book is sustainable. That's a sustainable PE ratio if the economy continues to grow 2 to 3% per year. Now, if we start to slip back, you know, that's also a good thing. If GDP starts to slip, that means that the taper targets will remain in place and they won't taper. They'll put it off. They'll delay it. And as long as you have the Fed behind you, that's very, very bullish for the market. But you have to be in the right places in the market. I've said it many, many times. If you're in an asset allocation this year, you've sorely underperformed the benchmark S&P 500 because the bond portion of your asset allocation has really dragged down the stock market portion of your asset allocation. And furthermore, if you've got 15-20% in the emerging markets and international markets, that too has dragged down your performance. And furthermore, if you have gold and precious metals in there, I think some people are overweighted still. I have zero exposure to the precious metals. Will that change at some point in the future? More than likely, yes. But for now, it's been a very poor place to be. They're down 25%, the precious metals, so far in 2013. What will 2014 bring? Well, we just have to take it a day at a time and a week at a time and a stock at a time. Suffice it to say that a couple of pharmaceuticals that I currently own, Acorn and Regeneron, they're having good days, good weeks as they come in and report earnings, so we won't be selling those pharmaceutical related stocks anytime soon. And on the other hand, there's a few new sectors that are rising up the ranks right now, most notably the energy sector. And I've added a few there recently. Whether it follows through and continues and a trend is established, we don't know yet. It's still too early to call that a brand new trend. You know, sometimes trends don't stick around for very long. I can remember last year when trends came and went about as fast as the clouds. One day they were here, the next day they were gone, and you just couldn't get a trend that would stick. This year we've been fortunate in the fact that we've gotten some trends namely U.S. stocks, namely small and mid caps, and in those areas that I've talked about, pharmaceuticals, technology, biotech, etc., those trends have stuck for quite some time, and we've been able to make some money in those trends. And I don't know whether or not this energy trend is going to stick or not, but I've added a few stocks here and there that look good to me. And let's hope that, they follow through and this becomes one of the new leading sectors in the market. Only time will tell. And there's other odds and ends in the market that are working quite well right now. Look at the transportation stocks. Look at the airline stocks like Alaska Air, like Delta Airlines, like U.S. Air, which is LCC. Man, these stocks are ramping up big time right now. I own Delta in my large cap accounts. That stock hit new all-time highs and was breaking out yesterday. So there's always little pockets of the market here and there that are breaking out. TripAdvisor was breaking out here this past week in the leisure sector. Maybe TripAdvisor is the next Priceline.com. Priceline.com is one of the biggest winners I ever discovered here at Gunderson Capital Management. I wrote about it in my book a few years ago when it was $430 a share. Now it's over $1,000 per share. And the search goes on for those kind of stocks today that will become price lines down the road. And I don't make any guarantees, but that's all we can do is apply the same screens that drummed up price line back then to today's market and see what those screens drum up today. And you know what? I think the app has gotten a lot more fine-tuned and honed since I wrote my book a few years ago. I think it's a much better product today than it was then. It was still in its infancy. And now I've been with it for 3 or 4 years and really kind of learning the ins and outs and the nuances. And we've added a ton of stocks since then. So we've cast a much wider net out there. We now have over 3,600 different investments to choose from. And I still have about 100 here on my desk that I need to find out the particulars on and pass them on to my database guy and have him add these stocks into the app. What's that do? It gives us one more possibility of finding the best stock now. Someone sent me a tweet, how do I find stocks within a sector? Well, that's easy. If you go to sectors and you click on the sector, it breaks it down. And there they are listed in order. Okay, for instance, let's just do this real quickly. Let's go to the sector right below. Here's all these sectors. Let's just push drug. What comes up first? Opco Health, number one. Acorn, number two. Medivation, number three. Gilead Sciences, number four. AmerisourceBergen, number five. Insight, number six. They're ranked in order. All the way down to the worst one, which is ChemoCentrix. Number 3,621. By contrast, the top stock, Opco, is ranked number 20 right now. So, yeah, just go into any sector, click on it, and there they are. They're all ranked. You say, gee, I like this energy sector that Gunderson's talking about. What's your top energy-rated stock right now? What's your top 10? There they are. LNG is Ramco, RPC, Crosstex, Core, Continental Resources, Pioneer, Noble. It's a pretty good list to start with. So anyways, that's how we do things here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a lot better than what most people do, in my opinion. It's a lot more than what most people do, in my opinion. You have to judge, decide for yourself. Are you in the right places at the right time? If you're not, hey, give us a call. Our website is pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.